Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 7:1. When Jesus had finished his sermon, he went back into the city of Capernaum. Just at that time, the highly prized slave of a Roman army captain was sick and near death. When the captain heard about Jesus, he sent some respected Jewish elders to ask him to come and heal his slave. So they began pleading earnestly with Jesus to come with them and help the man. They told him what a wonderful person the captain was. "If anyone deserves your help, it is he," they said. "For he loves the Jews and even paid personally to build us a synagogue." Jesus went with them, but just before arriving at the house, the captain sent some friends to say, "Sir, don't inconvenience yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of such honor or even to come and meet you. Just speak a word from where you are, and my servant boy will be healed. I know, because I'm under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my men. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. I say to my slave, do this or that, and he does it. So just say, be healed, and my servant will be well again." Jesus was amazed. Turning to the crowd, he said, "Never among all the Jews in Israel have I met a man with faith like this." And when the captain's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. Hallelujah. How many believe this really happened? Just like we read it, it happened just like this. Can it happen today? Well, is God alive today? Is he real? Is he still doing the same things? Is his will still the same? Like we said before, Jesus is the express person and manifestation of the person of the Father God. He said, "I do always those things that please him." He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So what are we looking at right now then? Are we not looking at the manifest will of God? Are we not looking at the will of God in action?
Yes.
The manifest will of God for all men, for all time.
Amen.
That's what we're looking at.
Amen.
Let's read back up to this first verse in Luke, and let's talk about these one at a time. It said a certain centurion, these other translations say a captain in the Roman army. He was a commander of 100 Roman soldiers. Now, the Roman forces were the most feared, most powerful in the earth at the time, in the world, as far as the world was concerned. And they were highly disciplined. You didn't come up through the ranks by being undisciplined. You had to be sharp. You had to understand the chain of command. And this man obviously did, and he had been promoted, and he was a captain, or he was a centurion. And the Bible said he had a servant that was very dear to him. A lot of people had slaves and servants in those days. And he had said he had a slave, but you notice the servant was dear to him. Probably more like an employee, might be partly like a son. And he was dear to him, he was highly prized, this other translation said. So we see his motivation. It was out of love for this servant that he had. And the Bible said that he was in a paralyzed condition. He was racked with pain. Another translation said he was bedridden, a paralytic, constantly tormented, suffering terribly, and he was at the point of death. So he was in a bad way. He was bedfast. He was paralyzed. He was in torturous pain. And when you love somebody, when they hurt, you hurt. And this man cared about this servant, cared about this boy. And it was hurting him to see him in this condition. And he couldn't do anything about it. And apparently any medical attention he could get a hold of couldn't do anything about it. But how many know when you can't do something about it? There is somebody who can. If you can believe. And the Bible said in verse 3, when he heard of Jesus, he heard about Jesus. That is the starting point of all faith. Faith comes by hearing, doesn't it? He heard, and wonder what he heard about Jesus. Why would he go to all this trouble and send for Jesus? He must have heard that people were getting healed, mustn't he? How many believe that healing is part and parcel of the gospel message? It's part and parcel of the redemptive plan of the Lord. How much a part of Jesus' own earthly ministry healing was? Well, is our ministry to be different from his? Or is our ministry simply an extension of his? It is the ministry of the Lord through his church continuing today. And he heard about him. And he sent to him the elders of the Jews. Now, I don't know if you caught it or not, but do you still have Matthew? If not, go back there to it, the 8th chapter. Matthew 8, I want you to notice something, and this can be enlightening. Let's just hold Luke 7 and go back to Matthew 8. In Matthew 8, 5, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion. They came to him, a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Does this say the centurion came to him? Yeah. Now look in Luke 7. Luke 7 and 2. A certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. When he heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews. And verse 4, when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly. Verse 6, Jesus was going down to the house, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself. I'm not worthy you should come under my roof. Now let's just stop right here. According to Luke, this man never saw Jesus. According to Matthew, he talked to him. Do you see this? Now some people will take this. I've heard some unbelieving Bible scholars and say, well, see, there are errors in the scripture. And Matthew didn't get it quite right, you know. Or there, that's why we can't depend on this book, because there are conflicts. That is absolutely not true. You know, it's just ignorant people. Not conflicts. The Bible's not wrong. People are ignorant. Well, ignorant means you don't know. Right? Well, why did it say this? Now, just because you don't understand something doesn't mean it's wrong. You're reading something in the scripture, you say, well, I thought it said this over here. How come it says this? Those are exclusive just in your head. Both of those can't be right. Well, that's what you think. That doesn't mean they both can't be right. How many know we should always stay on God's side? Yeah. Don't ever take a side against him and go, something's wrong with you, Lord. Something's wrong with your book. Isn't that stupid? People do that. People with a bunch of letters at the end of their name. Yeah. No, this whole story is about faith and authority. Yes. Amen. Amen. And you'll find that when you talk about authority, you invariably get into delegation. Everybody say delegation. And what happened, Matthew says that the centurion talked to Jesus. Luke says he sent representatives to talk to Jesus. Well, are they both right? Yes. Certainly they are. Did the centurion send representatives to Jesus? Yes. Yeah. Did the centurion talk to Jesus? Yes. Yeah, because they came with his words. They came speaking on his behalf. They came representing him. And the Lord wanted us to see this because how many know he's authorized us? He's delegated authority to us. So much so that in numerous situations, when we speak in His name, it's recorded as though He spoke. If you read in the writings of the prophets, you'll find sometimes it'll say, the Lord said such and such. And you look at another writing and you'll find that it was a man or a woman stood up and said, thus saith the Lord. Yeah. But the Bible will just record it like said the Lord said.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And oh, it's exciting and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. But when you and I stand up in the armor of God and with the sword of the Spirit, and we speak in the name of Jesus, the devil runs. Because he don't see you. Did you hear me? He's not afraid of you. Oh, but you're in Him. You're in Jesus. And you are authorized to speak in His name. And when you truly speak His words in His name, in faith, it's as though He spoke. Now, if that sounds too big for you, don't throw it away. Get in the Scripture. Study the subject. Don't take my word for it. Study the subject of delegation and authority. Why else would the Scripture say something like this? One place it said He talked to him. Next place it said, you know, He sent elders and He sent friends. Because He authorized them to go speak on His behalf and He spoke through them. And it'll help us to understand that it's not so much the vessel that's the issue. It's who's doing the talking.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
We need to be able to hear from God through whomever He would use.
Right.
You know, a man out in the desert starving for water. And somebody gives him a great big, you know, cup of cool water. And he looks at it and goes, I don't drink out of brown cups. I only drink out of white cups. Well, dry up then. Huh? I don't drink out of new cups. I only drink out of old cups. Huh? I don't drink out of rough cups. I only drink out of fancy cups. How many know who the cups are I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Cups are people.
Yes.
Vessels.
Yes.
And you need to drink from any way the Lord would serve you.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to look twice. And go, now that's the Lord, right? Yes, it is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Centurion's Servant, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R718. That's R718. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.